A coroner's inquest into the death 9 years ago of a woman in White Rock RCMP cells is set to take place next month in Burnaby. In a news release issued Monday, May 26, the BC Coroner's Service announced that proceedings to examine what happened to Patricia Ann Wilson are to take place June 16 to 25 at the Burnaby Coroner's Court in Metrotown. Wilson, 58, was found unresponsive the morning of March 29, 2016, following events involving civilian jail guards and members of the White Rock RCMP, the release notes. Police at the time said Wilson had been arrested March 25 on an outstanding warrant and was being held for a March 29 appearance in Surrey Provincial Court. She had reportedly been assessed by paramedics less than 4 hours prior to being found unresponsive. The Independent Investigations Office, IO, began investigating shortly after Wilson's death. A final report was released in May 2024. In late 2018, IIO's Chief Civilian Director Ron McDonald told PAN that a complex aspect of the case was holding up the investigation, but that it was hoped to conclude by the end of that year. "I can assure you and your readers the reason for the length of the investigation so far is because we are being very thorough in examination of the circumstances behind Miss Wilson's death," McDonald said. 6 years later, in May of last year, McDonald's report concluded that a negligent attitude displayed by White Rock detachment staff, officers and civilian guards alike, towards Wilson's deteriorating condition likely contributed to her death, but not to the point of criminal negligence. While that negligence did not meet the threshold for a criminal charge, serious mistakes can be said to have been made, McDonald noted. "It could quite reasonably be concluded in this case that Wilson's death was the cumulative result of poor training, lack of adherence to established policies, the misinterpretation of her symptoms, and the established protocols that invited mistakes by those charged with her care, in particular the police officers and civilian guards," McDonald wrote. "The situation was undoubtedly further complicated by the stigma associated with drug addiction and the underappreciation of the risks associated with detoxification." According to the IIO report, Wilson had told officers who arrested her that she had last used drugs the day before and that she felt like she was coming down with the flu. While McDonald found officers' inaction over the following days did not show a wanton and reckless disregard for human life, mistakes were made, he wrote. "But the behavior was based on misunderstanding, Wilson's condition, being too quick to attribute it to drug withdrawal symptoms, and assuming those were not life-threatening." McDonald's report also noted that significant positive changes at the detachment were made following a February 2018 management review that identified deficiencies including in-cell checks and documentation, compliance with guard training requirements, and checking responsiveness of intoxicated prisoners. In 2021, Wilson's daughter told PAN that the family had learned their mom died from blood poisoning. Under the Coroner's Act, inquests are mandatory for any deaths that occur while a person was detained by or in the custody of a peace officer. Kimberly Isbister is to preside over the Wilson inquest, the release states. Such proceedings are fact-finding and do not make any finding of legal responsibility. They may, however, result in jury recommendations aimed at preventing similar deaths in the future. A third function of the proceedings, the release notes, is to ensure public confidence that the circumstances surrounding the death of an individual will not be overlooked, concealed, or ignored. Following her death, Wilson, a mother and grandmother who attended high school on the Semiahmoo Peninsula, was described as someone with a welcoming personality, who always had a big smile. Former classmates remembered a kind and gentle soul, who had a hard life.